Chapter 9, Sinking in Deep Roots. German immigrants established homes, farms, businesses, organizations, and families. Some came with very few material possessions, but nearly all brought talents, skills, education, and a strong work ethic that they applied to their new environment and communities. They founded and participated in businesses and organizations which could be found in any town in America, but others were distinctly German, giving Davenport and surrounding communities a unique cultural history. Immediately to your left is a kiosk, with a screen, rollerball, and buttons. Take time to browse the many topics and information presented here, explore in greater detail German customs and immigration experiences prior to the Civil War and as recent as 2009. Next to the kiosk is a window. You can view here how this room might have looked in the late 1800s. This room's objects are authentic artifacts, but not original to this hotel. Turning away from the kiosk, you will see cases to your right which display the German immigrants' involvement in industry, business, agriculture, and education in Davenport and the surrounding area. Businesses, manufacturing, and industry. German immigrants engaged in virtually every form of business, from small one- or two-person companies to large factories employing hundreds. Many industries flourished besides the two featured here in this case. Two examples include lumber and cigar manufacturing. Today, two lumber companies that got their start in the cities are still in operation, worldwide known Weyerhaeuser and the local long-established Mueller Lumber Company. Businesses, white collar. Most German immigrants were educated and brought with them experiences in owning and operating businesses. Some examples of German immigrant enterprise included banking, insurance, legal assistance, and retail shops. Examples of other businesses in Davenport include the Beiderbecke and Miller Company, a grocery retailer in the mid-1850s, Steffen Dry Goods Store, established in 1883, Free Studio of Photography, located on Brady Street, Charles Nichols Sons Company, a paint company established in 1864, and Donkerts Deutsche Apotheke on Marquette Street. German immigrants founded many insurance companies, including the American Mutual Insurance Association, organized in 1849 as the Deutsche Bundgilde, the German Fire Association. In 1869, the company became known as the German Mutual Fire Insurance Association. The name changed again during the First World War to the American Mutual Fire and Tornado Insurance Association. Reorganization in 1946 led to the shortened American Mutual Insurance Association. The company is still in operation today. Agriculture. In the 1800s, land in America was cheap and plentiful. German farmers, unlike other pioneers who frequently move, were more likely to stay on their land, and when available, purchase additional surrounding acres for their siblings and children, creating a neighborhood of family farms. Farming in the 1800s and early 1900s was a family affair and reinforced the German immigrants' strong commitment to family. Turn to the small case on your left. Here you will learn more about education and the German immigrant. Education. Schools were among the first institutions German immigrants established and were easily staffed by immigrating German teachers who taught in German and could pass along language and culture in addition to academic subjects. Freethinker teachers could establish a school and determine the curriculum without interference from the church or government in America. Some of the innovations created by the German Free School in Davenport influenced the city's public school system. It added music and physical education programs to their curriculum. In Germany, children of the working class were usually denied the opportunity to go into higher levels of learning. But in America, higher levels of education were open to anyone who had the desire and the will to study and to finance a college education. Please proceed to the small case on your left, immediately after the entranceway to the next gallery. Here you will see items related to the German immigrants' spiritual life. Churches and religion. As seen in the history of the German people earlier in this exhibit, a majority of German people practiced Catholicism until the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s created Lutheran and Calvinist faiths. Worship in church with other German immigrants in a common language and heritage was a focal point in community activity. This was especially true in rural areas where few other German organizations existed. American Protestants who held Sundays as set apart from social and festive activities found it difficult to understand the Sunday practices of German immigrants. The immigrants often gathered after church in beer gardens or for dances, or in parks to enjoy the company of their family and friends. To your left is a case featuring the social aspects of the German immigrant life. Social events and organizations. German immigrants brought a tradition of establishing and participating in formal clubs and organizations called Vereins. These groups included drama, debate, sharpshooting, music, singing societies, and gymnastics clubs. Besides providing members with a variety of activities and opportunities, the Vereins produced solidarity within the German communities. The Davenport Schützengesellschaft. The Rifle Club, founded in 1854, was based on the historic German shooting guilds formed to prepare citizens from attacks. It was not a pastime pleasure, but a very serious sporting competition. Society members traveled throughout the Midwest to compete. Schützenpark. Schützenpark grew from the target range developed by the Davenport Schützengesellschaft, the Davenport Shooting Society. By 1900, Schützenpark had grown to a destination site for weekend family outings and picnics, and regularly hosted special events including holiday celebrations, concerts, and Turner Society athletic competitions. Manor Corps. Davenport's Manor Corps, a singing organization, was formed in 1851 and sang at many Turner events and benefit concerts held by or for citizens of the German community. The Manor Corps participated every other year in Sängerfest, where singers from all over the region would convene in a major city to show off their talents. Davenport hosted the first three-day event in 1858, and then again in July 1898. Turners. Uniquely German, the Turngemeinde, Turnverein, or Turner Society, promoted well-rounded mind and body through social, physical, and cultural activities. Gymnastic and athletic competitions were the foundation of the Turner movement, which began in Germany in the early 1800s. In America, this German institution influenced public schools, which adopted physical education into their curriculum. Military veterans organizations. Schleswig-Holstein Kampfgenossenverein, founded in 1872 by veterans of the 1848 through 1851 Schleswig-Holstein-Danish War, was the only organization of its kind in the United States. Another Davenport organization, the Deutscher Kampfgenossen, 1870 through 1871, was for veterans of the Franco-Prussian War. Why do you think a German immigrant might become a member of an organization in the new country? Were the organizations strictly male or female members only, or were they open to both? You will note that this case includes information about the creation and consumption of beer by German immigrants. This aspect of German culture will further be explored in the next section concerning political activity of German immigrants located near the observation window of the hotel room. Political activity of German immigrants. Centuries of oppression in Germany, along with efforts by established Americans to enforce changes in traditional German lifestyle, made German immigrants enthusiastic participants in American politics. Many German immigrants served the public through elected office on city councils, school boards, and other representational governing bodies. Hans Reimer Clausen is one such immigrant featured here. Take time to read about his remarkable political life in Germany and America. For German immigrants, there were three major voting issues: abolition, prohibition, and Sunday laws, or breach of the Sabbath. Prohibition and the passage of Sunday laws greatly affected German immigrants. The prohibition of the production of alcoholic beverages would impact a significant portion of German-American populations dependent upon its production and sale. In addition, it would affect the German lifestyle, where the consumption of beer was both an integral part of the diet and a key feature in their social life. Although passed, many prohibition laws were not enforced at the local level, especially in communities with large German-American populations. Please exit the gallery and turn left towards the small gallery containing telephones.